America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's get right into the conversation, man. It was funny. I think I text Chris maybe like 5 minutes before the tweet came out. And I literally text Chris like, "Hey man, you free tomorrow? It's Friday. I haven't talked to you in a little bit. We can literally talk about whatever you want." He's like, "Yeah, no, I think that'll work." And a couple minutes later, Adrian Wojnarowski tweets about Malik Monk and probably changes the course of this conversation a little bit. As Chris Biederman, who's with us now, does an amazing job covering the Sacramento Kings. For the Sacramento Bee, does an amazing job covering the San Francisco 49ers as well and Candlestick Chronicles, but. Chris, it's Malik Monk Day, and we were just talking on the live stream, on the video stream on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. You were, like we were, a bit surprised that this was announced so quickly.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, if you just say to Malik Monk, like, "Hey, Malik, what's good? What's going on?" He'll tell you $100 million. That's like one of his like go-to like, you know, responses when you say, "Hey, what's good?" And so, you know, even listening to De'Aaron Fox after the team lost in the play-in in New Orleans, talking about, you know, the possibility with Malik hitting free agency this summer, De'Aaron Fox wasn't exactly exuding a whole lot of confidence that Malik would be back. He was like, "Yeah, it'd be great to have Malik back, but it's a business." And the, you know, the reading between the lines, it sounded like Fox thought there would be better offers elsewhere. And, you know, in my mind, I was like, "Yeah, if you can go play in, you know, a state like Florida with no state income taxes and get $100 million from the Orlando Magic, then like that would be a pretty advantageous situation. You'd still be on a, you know, a playoff team. You could be a key part of a playoff team there." And in my head, that's kind of where I thought this would go. And I know, you know, he obviously was a great fit with the Kings, is a great fit with the Kings, Mike Brown, De'Aaron Fox, the whole roster. But I was a little bit surprised because I do think he took a discount. And I'm, you know, I think he took less money to maybe stay in a place where he's more comfortable, where he obviously is a really great fit. He makes it very clear over and over again that he loves playing in Sacramento, that he loves the fans. So it's a huge deal for the Kings because had they not been able to retain Malik, you know, this offseason looks a lot different and it probably becomes a lot harder for them to, you know, to improve the roster. So with Malik back, they still have avenues to improve the roster, and I think they're sitting in a pretty good spot. So it's a huge development for the Kings because, you know, I was pretty surprised, man. I thought he was going to go get $100 million from the Magic or, you know, wherever else. I thought there was going to be a better offer out there, and maybe there were, but I think this shows that he was pretty committed to being in a place where he's a really good fit in Sacramento.
See, the thing, Chris, that I always believed was I didn't think, I could be wrong, might definitely be wrong, but I didn't think there was a $100 million offer out there from teams that made sense, right? Like,
sure.
We talked about, you know, possibly Detroit.
Yeah.
And Detroit could throw a $100 million offer out there, but like Damian said earlier, enjoy that because that might be one of your last big contracts. So
right.
They really wouldn't work out the way people thought it might. Orlando, I never thought Orlando was going to get to 100. I never thought San Antonio was going to get to 100. I thought he was at best about a $20 million a year guy, which would put him at 80, which was not far from the Kings 70-78. And I always thought if it was that close, you might as well just come back to Sacramento where you know the situation. They in some ways tailor the offense and what they do around your skill set. And like Dame pointed out perfectly so many times, is that lines you up to get another $100 million potentially or more mm-hmm. with your situation here in Sacramento. So I just always felt if that was the case, if it was somebody saying $20 million a year, you know, Malik, we want you to play, I'd be like, I don't think that's enough to get him out of Sacramento unless he's just like to the penny money motivated. And I didn't know if he was or not, but I hoped he wasn't.
Yeah. And there's the element of, you know, the last year, what's been reported, the last year is a player option. Mm-hmm. So that's about as much of a sweetener as the Kings could offer him mm-hmm. given the financial restraints with the early bird rights and those things. So yeah man, I think it's nothing but positive for the Kings. I think, like, honestly, I was surprised, but I everything you said, I agree with. Like, I, you know, maybe we're so used to the market being inflated and like seeing these Allen Crabbe and Evan Turner deals, you know, and always thinking about like the cap spiking and, oh, guys are just going to get paid because the cap's going to keep going up. Maybe teams are just, you know, a little bit more reluctant to throw big contracts around because they've seen what's happened with Evan Turner and Allen Crabbe and those types and just said like, mm-hmm. Nah, we're going to be more prudent. And maybe the free agent money comes back to earth a little bit this summer.
Yeah. And we've been pretty adamant today, like, hey, we're going to have fun. We're going to this is a big deal. Malik Monk is back. We're going to celebrate it. We're going to have fun. But come Monday, it's like, it's a question I'll ask you. Okay, now what? Like, the draft's 3 days away. Free agency's a few days after that. Like, all right, great, great. No, it was fun. Had a great weekend. Popped some Luke Belair. It was a good look. But, okay, what are we going to do now?
So, you know, there's Jake Fisher from Yahoo's been reporting about Zach LaVine. The first question I have about the whole Zach LaVine thing, and I guess I'll ask you guys this. Would you rather have Kyle Kuzma than Zach LaVine?
I would, yeah. Yeah, I think we both would.
Because the contract is like quite literally half as much
mm-hmm.
with Zach LaVine. You're looking at, you know, I think it's like 43, 45, and 48 with a player option in that third year. For Zach LaVine, so he would come to the Kings and be the highest paid player coming off foot surgery. That's kind of scary to me. And I think, you know, the number, they play different positions obviously, but the numbers are pretty comparable with Kuzma. What they bring to the team would be pretty comparable, but Kuzma's at like 22 and then 20 and 18 over the next 3 years. It's like half as much money for similar production. And I don't know, you know, if Kuzma is even available, I don't know that you would have to give Washington a whole lot more in a trade than you would for Zach LaVine. And not to say, you know, getting Zach LaVine, I think he would give the Kings some much needed punch, particularly in the playoffs or in a postseason setting, giving them another scorer, really a third scorer to pair with, you know, De'Aaron, Malik, and Keegan, I mean, a four scorer, if you want to put it that way, too, to surround Domas, who would be a screener, distributor, passer type guy. Mm-hmm. It would make sense. Just the health concerns and the contract scares me. And I wonder, man, like, wouldn't you rather have Kyle Kuzma, who's making half the money that Zach LaVine is, you know, over the same years? Like, I think to me that makes more sense. But I would totally understand the upgrade that Zach LaVine presents. I would just be a little worried about the long-term financial ramifications of paying a guy like that over $40 million for the next 3 years. Cause you know, more likely than not, he's picking up that player option and mm-hmm. what, 27, 28 or whatever it is.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we've always talked about on here, right? Dame, is like, there isn't going to be a player that you acquire if you're the Kings that doesn't give you some concern somewhere, whether it's their contract, whether it's injury history, whether it's performance. Is this guy good enough to put you over the top? All this other stuff. Somebody's going to have some type of warts to their resume.
Contract and money length being long, or in the BI case, too short.
Exactly. And he got injury issues as well. So I'm the guy I would want most is Kuzma, but kind of like you alluded to as well, Chris, I do see benefits in the possible Zach LaVine acquisition, even with Malik Monk there. You talked about the playoffs and having another guy that can go get a basket. I mean, I think that I think that's an underrated trait to your roster nowadays. Like you need, you know, a bucket getter, whether it's a guy that can create or hit an open jump shot for you or whatever the case may be, just to keep them dogs off of you. You know what I'm saying? If you're De'Aaron Fox or if you're Sabonis or Keegan or whatever the case may be, if you can surround those guys with another score, it can only help. So I know a lot of people are down on the thought of Zach LaVine, but while he's not my first choice, I see benefit in Zach LaVine being here.
I mean, the biggest benefit might be you can get him on the cheap, right? Like yes. if the Bulls are really trying to offload that contract and you can get him for Harrison Barnes, Kevin Huerter and 13 or whatever the package would be, like that, you know, that might be a way to upgrade the team on the cheap that otherwise wouldn't be available. Yeah. And again, I have no idea what Kyle Kuzma would cost, but I wouldn't hate the deal. I would totally get it because this is a team that, you know, you're trying to win playoff series. You're trying to, I think their best way to get there is add scoring punch. I don't think that's a mystery after seeing what's happened in the play-in and the first round of the playoffs the last 2 years, right? So, yeah, Zach LaVine would make sense. It's a lot of money, man. It's a lot of money for a guy coming off an injury. Like the one he has, and I would have concerns about that too, for sure.
Do you think anything, Chris, is do you think Malik's role is the same next year? Do you think he's a six man again?
That's a good question. I know he said he wanted to start, and you know Mike Brown always says it's not really about it's who starts, it's who finishes games. But I mean, I think if you're paying him, you're probably starting him. But then, you know, where does Keon fit in? Are you going to start small and go De'Aaron, Malik, and Keon in the same starting lineup? Do you bring Keon off the bench, and is Keon as effective off the bench? I really like Malik in his current role, and I do think like that there's value to him bringing that energy off the bench. I think there's a ton of value to that. I don't think the Kings, you know, necessarily need to start him just to start him because he'll be one of their highest paid guys and now clearly a part of their core now that he's on this contract. I like where he's at, what he brings, and the flexibility, the ability, you know, you start off slow and then you inject Malik into the game. And, you know, his ability to run with the second unit and play, you know, with Davion and with De'Aaron at different times. Like, I like the flexibility you have of bringing him off the bench. I wouldn't have any problem with starting him. But I do wonder, like, given the Kings' overall sort of lack of depth, if it were me, I would keep him coming off the bench. And then, obviously, he's still going to be a crunch time guy for you. So I care less about who's starting. And I'm kind of with Mike Brown in the idea that, like, you want your best guys finishing the games and starting is less important.
We don't know if this is the case at all. We're just having a conversation. We're not reporting or whatever. But if in negotiations Malik said, yeah, if I come back, I want to be a starter. And Mike Brown is there too. So it's not like they're doing this without Mike. But everybody's of the understanding. Yeah, I want to start. Would you, because I'm with you, I would like for him to come off the bench. But if he says he wants to start, that wouldn't be something that would keep me from signing him. It's like, all right, well, that's okay. If that's what you want to get you back here, then let's do it.
Yeah, and you figure that out. And maybe that's something that changes down the road. But, like, I think we've seen in the NBA, you know, Manu Ginobili, Andre Iguodala, guys like, who can be super important players on championship type teams who come off the bench. And it's less important, you know, the fact that they're in the starting lineup and their names being read during intros. You know, I think there's, I do think it's less important, but like, I don't know, man. Like, what happens to Keon if he's not starting? Right? Is like, if you're bringing in Keon midway through the first quarter, is he the same guy that he was last year? Is he, you know, is Keon benefiting from getting a lot of minutes with the second unit, or do you maximize Keon by playing him with the starters? Just saying, hey, go be a dog defensively and hit open shots when the ball finds you, right? Like, I think that's how you maximize Keon. I just think everything fits a little bit better when you have Malik coming off the bench. But yeah, like, if Malik's like, yeah, I start me or I'm leaving, you know, I'm not tied to keeping him on the bench. I'm like, yeah, sure, we'll start you, we'll figure that out later. Like, that's all good with us. So I get both sides of it. I don't think it's ultimately going to be that important. But, you know, we'll see. Like, I think, like I said, it's who's playing in the last 5 minutes of games that matters.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think there's also a scenario where, like, Malik's coming off the bench right now, today on June 21st, with the way that the roster is made up. But we got a few other ideas in mind, and if those things start to shake out, maybe it does make more sense for Malik to start, because now we have a stronger second unit and we would like him in that starting lineup. Of course, that's all who knows at this point. Mm-hmm. But I'm still belief that Malik will do what's there. Like, everyone is in the best interest, working within the best interest of what will help the Sacramento Kings win basketball games.
Yeah, and my second thought, after just the pure surprise of, you know, the idea of Malik taking a discount to come back, okay, what's this mean for Kevin Huerter, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the guy who's been in every trade rumor, you know, really for the last, what, 6 months or whatever it's been, five months, whatever. You know, is he going to be, he was a starter, super streaky player. I know there was some frustration about, you know, his limitations defensively midway through last year. You know, I do wonder, like, was Kevin Huerter's future addressed at all in the Malik Monk conversations? Mm-hmm. And if Kevin Huerter's on the way out, and say he is on the way out for somebody who plays a different position, whether that's, you know, Kyle Kuzma or even Zach LaVine, like, does that create more of an opportunity for Malik? Mm-hmm. And was it important for Malik to know, like, I'll have an expanded role because, you know, maybe some guys playing my same position won't be here next year? So, you know, all the chatter would indicate that the Kings are aggressively shopping Kevin Herter and Harrison Barnes. And so, you know, maybe that's part of the calculus here for Malik. It's like, I'll have a bigger role next year, whether I'm starting or not, because, you know, they'll replace Kevin Herter with potentially somebody who plays a different position.
Before you, we got another AI write-up of the show. Like, so artificial intelligence writes these summaries of D'Lo and Casey. This one's in a little bit better shape than the last one is. The chat revolves around the upcoming concert at Malik's nightclub in Sacramento. The excitement for Malik Monk's decision to remain with the Sacramento Kings and various aspects of Sacramento's nightlife and culture, including references to the beach town of Santa Barbara and the band Aldrin Revolution.
What the
Revolution?
Hell? Who saw this?
I don't know. The artificial intelligence.
Yo, this is crazy.
Anyone who ever has concerns about AI taking their job, just check out what YouTube is doing right now. Your job's safe.
I went to school in Santa Barbara my first 3 years. I spent 3 years at a junior college because I was an overachiever. It was when Revolution, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but it was when Revolution was playing house parties in Santa Barbara. And I have a few very distinct, maybe some fuzzier memories of going to Revolution concerts in Santa Barbara. Now they're like a big, like, national band that everyone knows about.
They are.
So maybe AI did a deep dive into my Santa Barbara background.
Could be, because I don't know who mentioned Santa Barbara.
I don't know what AI, what is it?
Revolution.
I don't know what that is.
No, I didn't hear them at the Rage.
Kind of like a reggae style band.
Oh,
I wouldn't have thought that either.
I wouldn't either. Now, but it explains why your memories of them are a little bit hazy.
Yes. Yeah. Another question I had, if Malik Monk had a nightclub in Sacramento, do you think there would be concerts at that nightclub?
Well, we could do it. We're the ones planning it. We're the ones putting this thing together. We could have YG out there.
Facts.
Instead of Ace of Spades, YG coming through to Malik's this week.
Oh yeah.
Sure. Yeah. No, I just wonder, you know, the type of nightclubs, I just don't know that they're the type of nightclubs I'm thinking about. I don't really know if they're known for hosting concerts.
Well, no, we don't think it's not going to be that type of nightclub.
This isn't James Harden's nightclub.
Yeah, no, this is a nightclub.
What would James Harden's club be?
Oh man. Jeez.
I was just going to see if you were going to call it Harden's, because that would be hilarious.
Oh, come on.
That would be hilarious.
Nope.
All right. Nope. You don't have to wonder what it is.
No, man, I'll stick to going to Malik's.
Man, we're going to Malik's. That's what I'm doing. We're gonna make
Chris,
this
you gotta
happen.
Come to Malik's, man. Yeah, you know, it's gonna be the hottest nightclub in the city.
We're gonna Malik's, make this happen.
At the old Hung King Lounge.
Well, maybe we'll find a different location.
The old Avalon.
Is Brandon Ayuk invited?
Well, you tell us.
Come on, man. It's got to get done.
We got Malik Monk Day. When's Brandon Ayuk Day?
I think my whole thinking throughout all of this is that, you know, even going back to early in the offseason when it was apparent this was going to kind of be drawn out, it was, in my mind, it was always like, yeah, this is probably going to get ugly at some point. There's probably going to be social media stuff. There might even be a trade demand, whatever. Pretty typical for NFL contracts for all that stuff to happen. And then ultimately the Niners have done a pretty good job of getting these deals done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing John Lynch always says is deadline spur action. There's absolutely no deadline in June for anything, right? We're still a month away from players reporting to training camp. And so typically that report date serves as a deadline, and it has for the 49ers in the past when it comes to getting these deals done with George Kittle, Fred Warner, whoever it may be, Debo Samuel, who I think was those negotiations were a lot more contentious than these seem to be. I don't buy for a second that the 49ers don't want Brandon Ayuk, like he said in that TikTok video, which in my opinion was him just kind of trolling and just kind of, I think Brandon Ayuk has a really good mind about him and knows exactly how to push the buttons on social media and how to, you know, how to I don't know if change the narrative is the right way to put it, but how to add to a certain narrative, if that makes sense. It didn't necessarily move me in a way that like made me think, oh, this isn't going to happen, or the 49ers. I've never thought the 49ers were going to trade Brandon Ayuk. I still don't. Mm-hmm. My expectation is this deal is going to get done. And you know, it'll be a lot like the other ones. I think it's just going to be difficult because the 49ers have so many highly priced players, the receiver market's exploding. And it's just going to be hard to keep everybody paid. So I think it's a difficult contract to do, but I think they'll do it just given their history of getting these contracts done.
Yeah, I think they'll get it done as well. You know, I don't think if he's looking for that $30 million a year or, you know, the reported $30 million, I don't think that's going to happen. And I think he's got to be okay with that. You know what I mean? It's easy for me to say, but I think 26 has been reported. I think that's more than fair for Brandon Ayuk, and especially when you talk about the team, right? Like, they're giving you 26 in part because that's about all they can give you. It's not because they don't want to give you 30, but like that's about all they can do. They're giving you almost all that they can while being able to keep a team around you that's super competitive. I don't know. I think it's around that $26, $27 million, and I think that's a good, fair deal.
I think it'll probably be a scenario where when the deal gets first reported, it'll be something that averages, you know, $30 million or whatever, just like when Adam Schefter or whoever the NFL reporter is that gets a tweet. It'll be from the agent, and the agent will, you know, blow up the numbers to make it look bigger. But then there will be, you know, void years tacked on at the end, and it'll be probably closer to what you're talking about, 26, 27, 28. My expectation would be, you know, after the first two or three years of the deal, there would be an opportunity to sign a new one. So he could have another bite at the apple. It wouldn't be the type, like Trent Williams, his contract when he signed a few years ago was essentially, it was a 6-year deal, but it was basically 2-3-year deals, mm-hmm. right? One that they could opt out of and rework and, you know, give him more guaranteed money and all of that. I would expect something along the same lines with Ayuk. And that's why this stuff is so complicated and gets so drawn out, because there's so many particulars in these contracts. And I will never begrudge a player for fighting for everything he thinks he's worth. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just going to be complicated, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if it's just one of those deals where, you know, 2-3 years from, or 3 years from now, we're talking like, all right, Brandon Ayuk's going to sign another extension and the money's going to be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I'd imagine that's what the 49ers want, because they're going to need as much flexibility as possible going forward, because we're going to be this time next year, we're going to be talking about Brock Purdy getting $50, $55 million a year. Yeah. And that's very much in the 49ers calculus right now too.
He's going to have a Super Bowl on his resume.
Great stuff, Chris. Great to catch up with you on Malik Monk Day. We'll have a VIP table waiting for you at Malik's when it's time.
Drop our name at the door. It's good. If they give you any hassle, just be like, come on, man. D-Lo and KC sent me.
That's Chris.
I got you. I'll meet you at the door around the back, not the front door.
But there you go. Oh, yeah. We'll get you in the exclusive door, Chris. Great to catch up, man. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
Good to see you guys, as always.
That's our man, Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee, and of course of the Candlestick Chronicles podcast as well, with our man Kyle Madsen, the insider.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!